a year and a half ago, our Patty Vasquez show, because it was pretty late back then when you adopted, when Elliot Serrano, who works for the Anti-Cruelty Society in Chicago, rescued Sinbad the survivor, a Persian cat who had not been able, had gotten very ill, was cared for by an elderly man who could no longer take care of either one of them, and was rescued by a utility worker who brought him in, and you guys shaved off about 6 pounds of fur, matted fur, with all kind, his legs had atrophied, all kinds of things going on, and that story went viral. And now, when you saw the images of Bruno the fat cat, were you like, oh, come on, another cat's going to take Sinbad's limelight?
No. You know, there's the internet has lots of limelight for lots of cats.
Yes.
And when I saw Bruno, of course, because everyone was talking about Bruno, but weren't they calling him the thick cat?
He's
pretty thick.
Yes,
two C's.
Two C's. He was thick. And I loved how he just would sit up. And all.
We have the parents of the thick cat, Bruno. And I don't know, I have to find out from Lauren Paris and Jason Bartlett if you guys kept his name Bruno.
Of course.
So you guys saw the images. Did you, like, when you saw him online on Instagram? And you said, I must have this cat.
Exactly. I saw the photos on Facebook. I was at my desk. Not that I'm ever on Facebook at work.
Never.
I saw it.
It was a break.
I was definitely on a break. Just a break at my desk. I freaked out is the only way to put it.
Yeah.
If you have ever read Twilight, I like to say that I imprinted on Bruno immediately in a non-sexual fashion. I loved him immediately. I was like, that's our cat. I will stop at nothing. It was kind of sad, the ambition.
No, but I love that. I love that persistence.
We had to, because I called the adoption hotline and it took me 45 minutes to get through.
Because everyone was trying to adopt this cat?
They were blown up. So
how did you make it past, like, so you're calling. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's a process to determine whether or not you should even go to the next stage. What did they ask you when you were on the phone with them?
Yes. So when I finally got through, they were so sweet. This is Right Way Rescue. They're out in Morton Grove. And they said, go ahead and fill out our online application and we will be selecting finalists next week who get to meet Bruno.
Okay.
Aww. And I was like, that's great, but that's not going to cut it.
You wanted to see him immediately.
I wanted to see him immediately, and I knew, they said, they were like, we've been getting hundreds of applications from all over the world. I'm like, yes, I'm going to fill out an online application and we're going to stand out. Like, no. And the post said, you know, how extra Bruno was. So immediately, I got off the phone. I called Jason. I ran into my boss's office, who I love, and was like, we have to figure this out. So I wrote a letter of intent. My boss wrote me a letter of recommendation. I called Jason and said, okay, we're going to film interviews with us and a tour of our apartment tonight.
Oh, that's cute.
And then I posted online.
That's a good idea.
Well, I thought so. Thank you. And then I posted on Facebook and was like, okay, does anybody have connections at Right Way Rescue? Because we were just trying to make sure they saw our application. And look, so I'm in musical theater and I have a friend who works at Second City. She writes music. So before I could even text her asking her to do this for me, she texted me and was like, I'm working on a song. You'll have it in 45 minutes.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
So she sent me this song called
Bruno
Gimme
a Song.
Oh, Bruno has a song. It's now on iTunes.
Oh, this is awesome.
It's called Gimme That Fat Cat. And we just wanted to do something to catch their eye. And luckily,
you know what? People should listen to this and take this as advice for anything that they really want, either a job, no, truly, you know, or, you know, a date, you know, whatever it might be.
Sure.
I mean, that's a wonderful, you're so ambitious.
Thank you. At least
determined,
I was for those few days.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, we went for it.
Now, Jason, are you a cat guy?
So I am. Grew up with cats. Love Bruno. He definitely caught me right on. Yeah.
Well, and I saw one of your. He caught you right away. Well, it looks like he has opposable thumbs. What's going on there?
So Bruno is polydactyl. So he definitely.
Yes,
so
thank you.
He definitely has thumbs that are awesome. Like he just.
They look like mittens.
Yeah,
it's pretty cute. It looks so cute.
Yeah.
And he stands up on his hind legs, which cats don't necessarily sit up like that.
He does. He's 25 pounds, so he stands up on his back legs. Maybe it's to relieve
the pressure on his front paws.
Maybe, we're not sure, but he does it for attention all the time. It's very sweet.
How did it feel when you got him home? I mean, you've been through this process. You've kind of been through the ringer. You went crazy doing a video and whatnot.
We did, yeah. And luckily, I had talked to them on the phone on a Thursday. The next day, we sent in all of our application materials Friday. And they'd said, yeah, we'll select finalists next week. We got to meet Bruno on Saturday.
Oh.
And we got the call Monday. So Tuesday, there was a meet and greet at the shelter with Bruno. And we got to go there and then finalize the adoption and bring him home. So we brought him home Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. He did pretty well in the car. Morton Grove to the South Loop was a kind of a long ride, but we got home and I'm not exaggerating. From the second we opened the kennel, which is a medium-sized dog kennel, just to be clear, it was like he'd lived there his whole life.
Aww. Really?
Yes. Aww. Honestly. That's he so walked cool. out like, I am the king of the castle.
And he is.
He is. Mm-hmm. And we have videos from like when the moment we open the door and he walks out and flops over like he's been living there his whole life. So.
And you're keeping his name?
Absolutely.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. I never know when people adopt a cat.
Someday I hope you will meet him and you'll know when you see him.
Yeah,
like
you
he's a
that?
Bruno.
That'd be cool.
I know. We asked, but she felt that he'd been, he needed to rest a little
he'd
bit.
He's been through a lot.
He's been through a lot. Yeah. So we've been talking to a lot of press because people are very interested in him.
Yeah.
But right now we're like, oh, we're just keeping him in the home.
Keeping the media tour a little.
Yeah. We're Skyping. We're doing the visits. Yes. So.
I have to ask you, when the people finally met you, because obviously you're putting videos and... Were they like, okay, you have to go home with this cat? I mean, did they kind of see it too?
Yes.
Your determination?
Aww.
So absolutely. From the instant we walked in, they were all up on Laura and I. Oh my gosh. We don't get to make the decision, but every one of us is voting for you.
Who made the decision?
It was one of their like board members because
it was
Bruno
their director
was,
of operations.
Was so popular that it went up levels versus just say someone at the shelter.
But they got a say, so that was cool. Mm-hmm. They put the recommendation.
And like anyone who works at a shelter is just freaking amazing. Like
Elliot is amazing.
Yes.
You're amazing, Elliot.
We walk in there and every single person who worked there, I'm not exaggerating, like you can just tell there's a different kind of people who like have the sweetest hearts. Mm-hmm. They were so nice to us, so supportive. We still like talk to them all via social media and still get to talk to them a little bit because we're doing this press stuff together because it's a great way to promote them.
Sure.
And any sort of, you know, adoption rescue mm-hmm. center. So
and
awesome.
And are you getting gifts from all over the place? Because I know Elliot was getting all kinds of things in the mail. Or are you not? You are?
We're getting a lot of offers. I'm still, you know, like I said, so
you're not looking for that. That's not why you adopted him.
No, no, no.
You didn't adopt him for the attention. You adopted him because you fell in love with him.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, I'm in the industry in a way. I'm in theater. So I thought maybe I would have loved all of the attention. And it's really exciting to see people latch onto Bruno's story. But it was pretty overwhelming at first.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I never thought I wouldn't love this, but it was a lot. So to answer your question, I'm a little hesitant to give people our address.
Oh, no. Yeah. I would definitely have it sent to like a P.O. box or
that's
something like that.
Someone suggested we set up a P.O. box. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
But we have definitely started to get things,
until,
which is very
until, of course, you buy your $12 million ranch in Malibu.
There you go.
And you're in the People magazine, yeah. And then you'll want the publicity.
Well, I'm sorry. I should say, well, we got the best gift, quote unquote, last night. But seriously. A friend of a friend of a friend of a friend is a middle school teacher in California, and her sixth grade class wrote Bruno welcome home letters.
Aww.
So cute.
And so it cool. really just restored my faith in humanity last night.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
We have texters and callers, and I've got to run to a break and then news. So we're gonna have to bump the political stuff for a little. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to take cats over politics for Friday night.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break here. News with Roger in just a moment, and we'll take Mary's call after that. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis. We're talking about Bruno the fat cat and his new parents, Lauren Paris and Jason Bartlett. More in a moment on 720 WGN. In mid-August, rotund, Bruno is a big bone cat.
Absolutely.
Made an international splash as his image was shared everywhere. People were talking about how this, chubby cat needed a home. Mm-hmm. And the pictures were great where he's sitting on his back paws. Like he's kind of like chilling. Got apparently opposable thumbs. What do they call it?
Polydactyl.
And does he do anything? I mean, is his grip any different when he, you know, when he's clawing stuff or?
It's not like Mr. Jinx and Meet the Parents. That's what I always think of. And he could flush the toilet, I think.
Oh, that's right.
He's not like that. But maybe we'll get him there. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, our listener, Mary Ellen, wanted to join the conversation. Hey, Mary Ellen, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
What do you want to ask her? Mm-hmm.
My question was, is the former owner aware of, you know, his adoption, that he found a nice home? And then is there going to ever be an opportunity that he might have a visit with Bruno?
visit to the former owner of Bruno?
Oh, you know what? The former owner does know. The former owner did drop him off at Right Way Rescue. What we know is that Bruno was not, quote, meshing with their kids.
Ah.
So that is what we know. They parted ways. And Bruno was actually at Right Way Rescue for about 4 months until they put up the post.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's people what just weren't gravitating towards him.
Well, there you go. There you go, Mary Ellen. Apparently the owners were willing to part ways and didn't look back.
Nope. So it's the power of rescuing cats or any animal.
That's right.
Well, that's the blessing for everybody then.
It is.
Absolutely.
It really is.
All right. Thank you.
And actually, that was going to be my question for all of you, was including Elliot. And I don't know, Andre, we've talked about whether or not we're cat people or dog people. I used to have cats.
I had a dog and then I had a cat. Yeah, I like both.
I like both too. My husband, yeah. Not so much. But you had mentioned on one of your Instagram posts that you forgot how much you loved having a cat in your life.
Yeah.
So you've had cats before.
Yeah, Jason
obviously.
And I both grew up having a cat. My cat's name was Callie. She was also very curvy. Aww. I used to tell her real cats have curves. And she was in our family for about 20 years. I was an only child, aww, so she honestly was, aww, kind of like
sister.
My sister.
Yeah.
Which sounds silly to people who aren't animal people, but to those who have pets, they're like, yeah, of course she was.
I was
sister.
The same way.
Yeah.
I was an only child. My dog, my cat. I had a dog growing up.
Yeah.
Love my dog. And then right after that, we got a cat. We adopted her as well. So
please, my parents called Pepper my little sister.
Can you
walk your sister?
Yeah. Did they really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, my parents called Pepper.
Sister.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Callie was treated like a queen in my house.
Oh, so. Yeah, completely.
And then, you know, I moved away, obviously, when I was 18. Callie passed away when I was 20-something, but my parents live in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd wanted a cat for years. Jason and I met a few years ago. We both always wanted an animal, but, you know, you want it to do it at the right time where it's responsible for the cat. And yes, the first night we got home, Bruno was doing so great. We got in bed. Bruno got in bed with us, and then I just started bawling. I was like, I really forgot how great it was.
So my question for you and for Elliot, as owners of cats who not only are famous internationally on social media, but also cats who might not otherwise find a home because they're older. Why was Bruno not adopted? For 4 months.
Sure. So honestly, since we've gotten Bruno home, he's the most affectionate cat I've ever met.
I hear a butt coming.
In the shelter, he wasn't.
Okay.
I still loved him when we met him, and I felt once we get this cat home, I really think he's going to open up, and I was right. But older cats, you know, he was surrounded by kittens, which he really had no interest in.
Sure.
We saw him kind of swat a few times at a person or a cat. He just had no interest. And I can see how if you go to the shelter, you want the fun little, you know, kitten, which honestly I never wanted. I always just wanted an adult cat. And I can see why someone unfortunately would just walk past him without knowing all of his fabulous quirks.
And do you guys deal with that at the Anti-Cruelty Society, Elliot?
Yeah.
You're the manager of education at the
community programs,
community
which
programs.
Includes education. Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, but it is stressful for older cats there. So they don't always show their best personality.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's something that unfortunately can affect them. So we work with that in giving the cats enrichments and trying to lower their stress levels so that their true personality comes out. But, you know, as you said, you know, sometimes the cats can react negatively to kittens in the next cage. They get a little ornery. We do have older cats there that sit there and wait for a while because, yep, you know, people are looking for kittens in a lot of cases. So, you know, but we try our best and you know, most of the cats that come through get a happy ending. So
yeah. Wonderful. So how can we encourage people to adopt older cats? What would you say is the best way to kind of approach if you're interested in bringing a cat into your home to consider bringing in an adult cat? Maybe someone who's older.
If you like sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay, because when you have younger cats, they are really active at night. I already know that with babysitting my brother's cat, who is only 2 years old, and that him and Sinbad are keeping me up all night now because they're running around. Sinbad on his own is pretty sedate. He lets me sleep. He'll explore for a while. Then he's like, okay, I'm turning in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so if you like to sleep, but you want the companionship, I'd look at an older cat.
Yeah.
So there you go, everybody. Please consider adopting an older cat. And dogs too. They're older animals at
absolutely
shelters who need a home too. And I want to thank Lauren and Jason for joining joining us. Do you want people to follow you on Instagram? I don't know if you're posting some more of your adventure online as well.
Yeah, so sweet, sweet Bruno has almost 60,000 followers on Instagram over the past 2 weeks.
Aww.
Yeah, people love him. And it's great to get those messages about how people, he just makes people smile. So you can follow him at the, T-H-E-E, Bruno Bartlett.
Aw, that's wonderful.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. So follow at the Bruno Bartlett on Instagram. You need to be able to find him when you start looking for his name. Jason, thank you so much. Congratulations, proud parents.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Keep posting pictures too.
Yes.
We love the pictures.
And if you're feeling bringing Bruno in, we'll
let you know.
More than happy to.
We'll let you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to talk to Bruno's people now.
We literally do. So
yeah. There you go.
Be well, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. More. We're gonna have the our Freak Out Friday panel coming up in just a moment on 720 WG. I'm sure there's nothing to talk about, Andrea.
No, nothing at all this week.
Unnamed source.